Mergers of Maximally Charged Primordial Black Holes, by Konstantinos Kritos et al. Near-extremal primordial black holes stable over cosmological timescales may constitute a significant fraction of the dark matter. Due to their charge, the coalescence rate of such black holes is enhanced inside clusters, and the non-extremal merger remnants are prone to Hawking evaporation. We demonstrate that if these clusters of near-extremal holes contain a sufficient number of members to survive up to low redshift, the hard photons from continued evaporation begin to dominate the high-energy diffuse background. We find that the diffuse photon flux can be observed for a monochromatic mass spectrum of holes lighter than about 10 to the power of 12 g. We place upper bounds on their abundance respecting the current bounds set by gamma-ray telescopes. Furthermore, the gravitational wave background induced at the epoch of primordial black hole formation may be detectable by future planned and proposed ground-based and space-borne gravitational wave observatories operating in the MHZ to KHZ frequency range, and can be an important tool for studying light-charged primordial black holes over masses in the range 10 to the power of 12 g 10 to the power of 19 g. This was Mergers of Maximally Charged Primordial Black Holes, by Konstantinos Kritos et al.